35. Cargo cults. The term cargo cult is used by anthropologists to describe South Pacific Island religious movements that began in the 1860s. Island natives saw the economic disparity between themselves and white colonialists. Surely, they reasoned, the white men's ships being unloaded each day were the source of the white man's power. If the islanders could copy the arrival of cargo ships exactly, they would please their ancestral gods. Then, they too would receive the same wealth. World War II brought U.S. military troops to the islands of the South Pacific. The islanders had scarcely seen a piece of steel, let alone huge ships, airplanes, jeeps, radios, refrigerators, and mobile hospitals. They were impressed and confused. The goods simply appeared. It could only be explained by magic. Again, as islanders did in the 19th century, the 20th century islanders reasoned that if the white man's magic was copied accurately, the islanders' cargo would come. Cult rituals developed that often included preparations to receive the cargo. Airstrips were hacked out of the jungle, lookouts were posted to watch for airplanes. Wooden radios were built with vines running out the back as antennae. Cult members dressed in makeshift U.S. Army uniforms and held military drills using bamboo rifles. Military radio commands, such as Roger out and You have landing clearance, were preserved as an oral tradition and passed down through the generations. Not surprisingly, the results were disappointing. The planes and ships did not return. The cargo of the white man's world did not come to the islanders. Today, cargo cultism in the Pacific Islands is rare.